An opinion poll commissioned by the Migrant Rights Centres Ireland shows that 64% of people think migrant workers and their families should be welcomed here. The poll by the Ireland Thinks agency also found strong support for the right of migrants from outside the European Union to change jobs and to bring their families here. Many spend months, even years, away from their loved ones. In a moment, we'll hear one migrant story. But first, we're joined by Neil Bruton, the campaign manager of Migrant Rights Centre Ireland. Good morning, Neil. Would you just give us, first of all, maybe an overview and some background to the working and living conditions of migrants in this country?
Sure. So I suppose, first of all, as you've said, this poll shows that the majority of people in Ireland have a positive attitude to migration and are supportive of progressive policies for people making their home here, whether that's for safety, for work, or to join family. And then when we look at migration for work, which the MRCI is particularly interested in, the results are really strong. It's an 82% majority who support the government and Ireland bringing people here, recruiting people from outside Ireland to, you know, to look after older people and sick people, to cook food, work on farms, drive buses and trucks and build houses. I think, as you've said, the poll shows substantial support for policy changes that address some of the issues people face when they're working here. And people do face quite a few challenges when they come here to work. And those are challenges like being separated from their families for years on end. They often face poor working conditions and high rates of exploitation.
And we'll go into more detail into those working conditions in a moment. But to look at some of the obstacles that are faced, we're going to hear now from Shiji Joseph. She's originally from India, working as a healthcare assistant in Dublin on a work permit. Her husband and family are in India. A salary assessment for general employment workers is set at €30,000. And as many are on minimum wage, they don't qualify to bring their families over. Last night, she spoke to our reporter, Niall Gormley, about the challenges many face in trying to bring their families here.
Yeah, they say 27,000 threshold. They can't bring our family over here. The only one spouse can get it in the visa for 30,000. And then what about our children's? Also, after finishing our work, we are came in empty home. So you can imagine, it's mentally tired and physically I don't know how, even sometimes it's, you know, every day we are feeling very sad about this.
Shiji Joseph there talking to Niall Gormley. And Neil, she is hitting on a theme there that I think is familiar territory for many migrants. Would you maybe explain to us again the salary caps and the conditions surrounding the right of a migrant to bring their families here?
Sure. So there's different rules depending on which permit you come in on. So if you come in on a critical skills permit, which is generally, you know, higher paid jobs such as, you know, engineers or software developers, you tend to be able to bring your, well, you can bring your family here straight away. But for people coming here to do essential work like Shiji, looking after older people or as I said, working on farms in restaurants, they have different rules. So they can't bring their family. They have to wait 12 months before they can even apply. And then when they apply, they face a salary assessment, which thousands of workers who've been recently brought into the country cannot meet. And what that means in practice is that people like Shiji, who you just heard from, are actually could be waiting up to 7 or 8 years to bring their family until they become citizens of the country.
These permits as well are tied to places of employment. What happens if the employment ends?
So if the employment ends and the person can't find another employer, they're in a difficult situation. So, you know, what we are calling for in terms of that is that the person wouldn't be restricted to any particular type of job for 5 years, which is the current situation. We would like to see that reduced to 2 years, which we see is a much more reasonable period of time to tie anyone into any specific type of job. And clearly the public supports that, with a high percentage in favour of that in this poll.
There's a strong support as well, I think, for themes of fairness throughout the survey that you've carried out. But how many will perhaps lose a job or leave a job for various reasons and then stay in the country undocumented?
Look, people, there are undocumented people in the country, and if someone loses their immigration status, they have to make a very difficult decision on that. Now, if someone comes through the permit system, there are options for them to get back into the permit system through a system called the reactivation permit. But look, people do end up in difficult situations. People sometimes don't know the options that are available to them, and people do become undocumented and live difficult, dangerous, you know, often very fearful lives here in the shadow. And what this poll has also showed is that people living in Ireland have a lot of empathy for those living undocumented, and 69% of people were in favour of a safe way for people to come forward and actually get their status here. And that's really heartwarming to see.
So to be able to fess up and then have a legalised status. You said, though, that there is a reactivation permit. So there is a route already to some extent.
There is a route for those who fall out of the permit system, but it's quite complex. It costs €1,000. You need to, you know, have a decent working level of English to be able to apply for that. And generally, we would be assisting people apply for that who otherwise probably wouldn't be able to do so. So it's not an ideal system. We do need other systems. We had a very successful regularization scheme in 2022, and we'd like to see a regularization on an ongoing basis, okay, so that nobody has to live for years on end in the shadows.
That's Neil Bruton, campaigns manager from Migrant Rights Centre Ireland.